You know, God speaks to us through music. Have you ever heard Him speak? Take your hymnal and look at it. He's speaking to you. If you turn with me inside your hymnal, just an inside cover, and you'll find what it says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is taken in part from Ephesians 5, verses 18 to 20. When we come to meet before God on the Sabbath day or a holy day, do we really stop and think about the songs or the hymns we're singing to glorify and praise our great God? Or do we just shape the words on our tongues and out of our mouths with no real thought as to what these words really mean? I've done that before, but I notice more and more as I'm singing, I look at the words and I see there's a message there. There's a story. If you want the title for today's message, it's called God's Word, the Musical. Everybody knows what musicals are. Growing up, I hated musicals, but I didn't understand them. You know, just like, but now as you get older and you understand them, you can follow the message. I know it probably sounds rather simplistic in a way, which it is, yet there is so much more to it than just mouthing words to music. Think about it for a minute. Hymns are not just words put to music purely for entertainment, any more than a movie musical is simply words to music. They tell a story. Many times, there's a lesson to learn. Music has been a very important place before God. After all, remember, He created it. He inspired man to learn how to make and play music and instruments. David made instruments, made a lot of music. A lot of our hymns and our hymnal are from our psalms, which is a lot of music. Here is a partial list pulled from Strong's Concordance pertaining to music in the Bible. Music, musician, musical instruments, hymns, songs, singing, and my very best personal one is making a joyful noise. We can all do that. If we can't sing real good, you can make a joyful noise. See, between us and God, He filters it out. Mine might filter out completely, I don't know. It may be a good personal Bible study for all of us to go through. When we sing songs or hymns to God in praise, He's also speaking to us. We may not even realize it. Do you ever think when you're singing that God's singing to you, He's telling you a story? I think He is. It's just, you know, it's right there in front of us. We can't always catch it. A feast several years, it was probably about 7 years ago now, in Phoenix, Arizona, I had an opportunity to serve as one of the song leaders and give a split sermon. While preparing for both a song leading and a speaking opportunity, I suddenly became aware as to how important singing hymns are to the overall service to God. Sabbath services traditionally start with singing three hymns. Is there three hymns? Of praise to glorify God. Following this, there will be a hymn at the end of the sermonette, then the announcements, then there will be a hymn before the main sermon message, and then one following the sermon. Of course, there are many more hymns to consider to give praise to God, but also there are those that are speaking to us, telling us a story, either historically, prophetically, things that have been or will take place in the present and the future, or those speak to our present condition now. Psalms 86:10 says, "For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God." Thus giving all credit and honor to our great God in heaven, always. I'm going to take the next few minutes. We're going to go through past, present, and future in the hymns. I'm going to read them to you. You don't have to sing. I'm not going to sing to you. I don't want anybody to get up and walk out. The past. It's from Psalms 137:1, hymn number 80, by the Waters of Babylon. I think that's probably maybe my favorite song almost. Verse 1, "By the waters of Babylon, there we wept, and there we sat down, hung our harps on the willow trees. Zion, yet we remembered thee. Then our captors required of us, sing a song of Zion now." We could sing the eternal songs, or could we sing the eternal songs by the waters of Babylon? You know, they're going through a really rough time at that point. In verse 2 it says, "Let my right hand forget her skill, if Jerusalem I forget. If I fail to remember thee, let my tongue cleave to my mouth." But we thought of Jerusalem when we set Zion's dreams. Far above our chief joy, we remembered Jerusalem. Verse 3, "In that day of Jerusalem's fall, when the children of Edom said, down with her, down into the ground, even to the foundations, O thou daughter of Babylon, to thy ruin hasting on. Happy he that rewardeth thee just as thou hast done." That was from the history. Let's look at something present. Hymn 127. And that is from Psalms 86:12. "We will glorify," constructed from Psalms 86:12. Verse 1. "We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am." Verse 2. "The Eternal reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone." Verse 3. "He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give." And verse 4. "Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am." Then we have a future one. John 8:42, hymn 156, "The One Whom the Father Sends." I want to present to you the lines from our hymnal. Verse 1, "All of the earth rejoice, for our Lord will give you rest. Far from the north he will come and shine from east to west. Then shall the righteous rise, and the clouds roll and flee. To the mount they will come, and every eye will see." Verse 2. "Birds on the wind come ride, let your cries around you ring, down to the valley wide, to find the vanquished king. There did his armies fall, and his mighty warriors cease. There the world bowed down, to bring the God's earth its peace." Verse 3. "Then shall his people come to their land of Israel, back from the nations, pride back to where they fell, into his covenant law, and his word which makes them free, drawn to Christ the door, through which they'll come to see. Nations will then come near, and seek the light alone, drawn by the waters clear that flow beneath his throne." "See what his word has done in a land of peace and calm. So his rule will spread through every home and farm. And his kingdom shall contain none that will offend. For our Lord Messiah reigns, the one whom the Father sends." These are just a few of the hymns we have in our hymnal, but our messages, all by themselves. We could probably take any one of those and make a sermon or sermonette out of it. I suggest just as time we come up to the feast, and I think at the feast time, music is a really big thing at the feast. You know, we have our regular hymns. We have our special music. We have the children's choir. All this stuff is, God wants us to have music in our lives to energize us. So these were just a few of the hymns we have in our hymnal that are messages all by themselves. I suggest we take some time during the feast to sit and read or even sing the words or the works of these songs and really take in and grasp the messages that God has preserved for us through his music. Think about it. When you are singing the hymns, the meaning of the words, they're not merely black letters on white paper background. They are messages of edification to our benefit. These are all for our edification to either teach us a lesson from the past, encourage us now in the present, or give us a glimpse into the future. Here's a short list of words related to music. Music, melody, song, hymn, instrument, sound, play, blow, noise, psalm, harp, lyre, timbrel, trumpet, horn, voice. You think God has something to do with that? I think he wants us to know this. I'm sure you can think of a few more. My desire is for music created by God for our edification and enjoyment can indeed be more meaningful. There's not enough time here today to cover all the aspects of music in the Bible, but a study of music in the Bible on the internet is very, very interesting study and very eye, no pun intended, opening experience. So enjoy the Sabbath and think about when you're singing the hymns, what do they really mean, you know? And I know a lot of times on Friday evening we'll be listening to hymns and I go to bed at night and guess what? I can't get them out of my head. It's going over and over. So, but let's remember that to learn from the past, be present in the present of today and look forward to the future. Remember, through music and singing songs, God speaks to us.